All right. Welcome back. I'm honored to have on the line Senator Harris, who is also a candidate for Vice President of the United States. Senator Harris, how are things going on the trail?
You know, it's great. First of all, it's great to be with you, Earl. Things are going really well. I'm covering a lot of ground and wanted to talk with all of my friends in Milwaukee and Wisconsin to just remind you that you are going to make the difference and determine who will be the next president of the United States. You know, Joe and I are so honored to have the support of leaders like Gwen Moore and Governor Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and there's just so much at stake, and we just want to just remind everybody to vote and don't be sidelined, don't be silenced by all the people that are trying to make it difficult or confusing. Because I think they know our power when we vote. When we vote, things change. When we vote, we win. So let's just get out and stand in line as long as we have to. Don't get out of line. But let's do what John Lewis shed blood on that Edmund Pettus Bridge for us to do, which is to exercise our constitutional right to vote.
So what are your plans in the next 36 hours? You know, I can't imagine what you and Joe Biden, former Vice President Biden, are going through in these last 36 hours?
Well, I'm covering a lot of ground. I've been traveling the country, and just the last couple of days I've been in Texas and Florida and Georgia and Pennsylvania. And, you know, we just have to remind people that they matter. You know, there's so much about this virus that has made people feel alone. And I want to just remind people we're all in this together. And the strength of our democracy is based on the strength of each of us and our willingness to fight for what we know is right and for what we know is just. And that, again, means, you know, let's get everybody out to vote.
You know, I don't want to be selfish, and I know you got a lot of work to do, so I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes out and thinking about us, because we're certainly thinking about you, and we're going to make it happen. Just make me a promise, after you're the Vice President of the United States, promise me you'll come back on when you get settled.
I would love that. I would love that, and thank you. Thank you for your voice, and to all your listeners, thank you for all that you are doing. Really, Milwaukee, you know, I've seen the numbers in 2016. Just by a few votes per precinct would have made the difference. So literally every vote counts. So thank you. And Earl, it was great to be with you. I'll talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you very much. Tell the Vice President we said hello and good luck.
I will. I will
do that.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.